A good news reflection for Monday of the second week of Advent. Today's theme, what's your lifeless desert? As we nurture our spiritual lives to grow closer to Christ this Advent and season of Christmas, we can use today's first reading from Isaiah 35 verses 1 through 10 to see what still needs healing or repentance. How is your life like a desert, dry and lifeless except for a few prickly cactuses? Are you thirsty for more of God? In what area of your life do you feel parched? Are you feeble in your attempts to become more like Jesus? Are your knees weak as you travel the difficult road of holy living? Are you controlled and paralyzed by fear? Any fear, even the smallest one, paralyzes us from moving ahead into the life that God wants for us. How are you blind? Are you unable to see the good that's coming from a bad situation, or the hand of God working in your life, or in the life of someone who's causing you to worry? Are you blind to the presence of Jesus in others because he's hidden under the garbage of their sins? Are you blind to how very, very much God loves you and wants to help you? What has God been telling you that you can't hear? Maybe it's his guidance, or his love song that he sings to you, or his dreams for you. What part of your journey towards heaven is too difficult for you? What lame excuses are you using for permission to sit down on the curb? How has fear kept your tongue silent when you should be speaking up? Or what have you been saying that's so unlike Jesus that you sound horrible instead of singing of God's glory? In what areas of your life are the jackals who tempt you still lurking, keeping you in sin? In what ways do you act foolishly? What the world considers wise, the Lord knows to be foolish. What worldly wisdom are you trusting? How are you like a lion? Is there anyone you've been devouring with unkind words or impatience or contempt or bullying? Well, the good news is, as Isaiah points out, the Lord has ransomed us. We can escape from these faith-destroying maladies. Today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26 shows us that Jesus was overflowing with God's power so that he could minister to people. He wants to minister to you too. We all need this help to stay on the highway that's called the Holy Way. It's Jesus who strengthens the hands that are feeble and the knees that are weak. We are like the paralytic who allowed his friends to lower him to Jesus for a healing. He had faith in his friends' love for him. If we allow our own Christian friends to help us, our faith in their love increases our faith in the loving power of Christ. That's when Jesus says to us, "My friend, you are forgiven." With that word, we are healed. With that word, all the good things that Isaiah prophesied are becoming true for us. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with his abundant love.